Because this is an historic event, I've been advised that we're going to have an historic appearance now at this Sardesh. Brace yourselves. Can I please invite Barry McIlduff to the stage?
Can I say? Here. Well, Flash, how are you? Here, believe it or not, this was one hour dish where I was going to practice the following maxim, where you're given two ears and one mouth, use them in that proportion, right? But somebody did say to me, there's 4 or 5 minutes there, go and you do it. So, anyway, I want to talk, reflect a wee minute on Rune 182. It says there that we are about the achieving the vision, for example, of a new beginning to policing on an all-Ireland basis. So that allows me to reflect briefly on how bad the previous outfit was here in the north, right? And they were called the Royal Ulster Constabulary. Does anybody object if I talk a wee bit about the RUC here? Aye, they were an emotional outfit for us anyway. But anyway, can I say this? I had a number of personal experiences of the RUC, and it's one of the reasons why we do need absolutely a new police service throughout Ireland. You know, people in the south can reflect on the Gardaí and all that, but I'll talk a wee bit about the RUC. I didn't like them, right? And they didn't like me. In fact, on one occasion, I was being imprisoned, right? On a fabricated charge. I went to the Crumlin Road, and I says to the Belfast man, he says, what are you in for? I told him. I says, but I'm innocent. He says, I sows everybody in here. But anyway, on the way to the jail, I had been remanded in custody from Cookstown Courthouse. So now I found myself in a car with three RUC men. I was handcuffed in the back to this dude, and he said to me on the way to the jail, you're going to have a bad summer. So I didn't engage him, but they drove towards Tombridge and the M2, and believe it or not, it shows you the level of threat I really was. They stopped at a shop for ice cream. Right? So anyway, I spoke for the first time, Joe, and I says to the passenger who was getting out, the driver, he guarded the car with a high-powered rifle, whose caliber I'm unfamiliar with. But anyway, he went into the shop, and I says, make that 4 ice creams, right? Make that 4 ice creams. So your man turned around, and he says, What did you say? I says, make that 4 ice creams. So he spends 3 or 4 minutes frittering about in the shop, and he comes back out, empty-handed. He says, they refuse to serve me.
Oh! Yeah.
So I says to him, sure, give me the money. Another reflection I have of the Royal Ulster Constabulary relates to the late Jack Herman. And in his book, he said that he attended an international policing conference in Pakistan. And he got a car, a taxi from the airport to the hotel, and the driver says to him, as you do, where are you from? Now, I might take issue with his geopolitical language, but Herman did say, I'm from Northern Ireland. And the driver turned around and he says, I love the IRA. I love the IRA. So anyway, I think I have a couple of more minutes here, right? There's another one there. I was detained for 4 hours one evening outside Mountfield Kitchens near Loch McCrory, if you've ever heard tell of it. And after the 4 hours, I was getting a bit fed up. And the RUC man came to me and he said, I'm going to detain you for another 4 hours. He said, the Secretary of State has signed a detention order authorising your ongoing detention for another 4 hours. I just catch yourself on. I was listening to the last news there. Apparently, the British Secretary of State is in Washington on a trade mission. I says, you never signed that at all. Catch yourself on. Catch yourself on. And then I says to him, under the Geneva Convention of War, I'm entitled to humane detention. Where's my food? Where is my food? Anyway, I'll say things are changing in the North. It's a good thing. We're big players in bringing about this change. When I first went to Stormont with a lot of people in this room, I drove up the Prince of Wales, or POW Avenue. Right? Okay. I drove up the POW Avenue. I think Brian McMahon's there. Good to see you, Brian and Jay. But anyway, I drove up, and your man says to me, the gate man, he was all perturbed at my arrival. He said, have you business here? I said, certainly, step aside. Step aside. And he said, what's the nature of your business? And I love mentioning rural places that some people never hear tell of. I say, the people of Dreggish and Tachi Ray have mandated me to come here on their behalf. But my final wee anecdote is this of a change in time. I was in Lift in Stormont one day, not with Iris, but with, not with Iris, but I was in the lift. I was in the lift with one of the doormen. And some of the doormen are nice, very nice. And he explained to me his background. He said, I was a prison officer in Longkeish. He said, in fact, I used to turn the key in the cell, he says, cell door, to lock up some of you boys. I said, name them. He says, Raymond McCartney, Pat Sheehan, Connor Murphy. He said, but you know what I do now? I open the door for them every Monday at Stormont Parliament Buildings.
I'd just like to thank Barry for that. Just to let you know, he is available for bookings if you contact his agent. We will be going live in a little while, and Barbara Jabroon will be introducing our Uachtaráin, Gerry Adams. So if we can just sit tight for a few minutes, a reminder just so that we can sit quietly in the seats, please turn off your mobile phones, and we'll let you know when we're going live. So if you just sit tight, that would be great. Thank you.